Hanukkah starts this evening, and Christmas will be upon us in less than a month. And if you have young children on your gift-giving list, you'll probably soon be going out in search of the latest kids' gizmo, or perhaps something a little lower tech. Our producer, Shai Ben-Yakov, has been on a mission to find just the right gift for his young son, and he joins me now in studio to describe the journey. Shai, I understand you were looking for something harkening back to your own childhood.
That's right, Dave. And before I tell you what it is, I want to play this sound for you. It's probably one you haven't heard in a little while.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you wanted to get your son an actual tape recorder?
Well, no, not exactly. I mean, who uses tape recorders anymore? Now, what I wanted to get him is the modern equivalent of a tape recorder. And when I say tape recorder, I'm talking about the kind that came in bright colors and tough plastic cases with big buttons that were specifically marketed to kids. When I was a kid in the 80s, there were a variety of these recorders from companies like Play School, Sony, Fisher-Price. They were easy to use, and the idea is you could leave it with a kid, even one as young as my son, who's three, and he could use the built-in microphone to record himself just saying silly things or singing a song. You know, for my generation, this was an essential part of any kid's toy chest.
But they were decidedly tactile, whether reel-to-reel or 8-track or cassette. What's the modern equivalent of such a recorder for kids?
Well, that's where things get a little bit complicated. I talked to Scott Steinberg. He's sort of a guru on the subject of tech toys, and he wrote a best-selling series of books called the Modern Parents Guide series. And I asked him this question: what can I get my son now that does what those old tape recorders did? And here's what he had to say.
Well, there's quite a few devices that allow kids to record their voices as well as video. Among them, smartphones such as the iPhone, tablets such as the iPad or Nexus or Galaxy tablet. And of course, on top of that, you also have specifically designed for children devices, high-tech toys or learning tablets such as those offered by LeapFrog and VTech.
Shai, you must have gotten quite a holiday bonus. Are you shopping for an iPhone?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to get my three-year-old an iPhone. Call me old-fashioned. So, you know, these other things that he mentioned, though, particularly the ones for kids, these learning tablets from LeapFrog and VTech, they're really cool. They have lots of learning apps. They can do video. And yes, many of them can do voice recording, but they cost upwards of $130. And really what I'm trying to give him is the experience that I had of having this blank audio canvas to work with. And while the rest of those features are really neat, I don't really want to spend so much for something that, quite frankly, a three-year-old is probably going to lose or break in short order.
And it does seem that what Scott Steinberg is presenting to you is a much more complex product, more like a computer.
Right. And in fact, Scott Steinberg says this is sort of the way of the world with all tech gadgets, not just for kids.
Multifunctionality is becoming one of the hottest trends in both the electronics and the toy industry, because what happens is when you can offer customers more value and more pieces and parts in a single device that can substitute for others, this really seems to be the sweet spot where they can get people willing to actually pay a premium for these types of products.
And he also says when it comes to technology marketed specifically to kids, it's often basically just a simpler, more colorful version of what's marketed to adults, hence these junior versions of smartphones and tablets. Now, Dave, I think it's worth noting here that mine was not the first generation with access to recording equipment as kids. I also talked to Warren Buckleitner. He's editor of Children's Technology Review. And he told me that the first toys that could record voice date way back.
The first smart toy might have been Thomas Edison's talking doll, which had a actual little wax recording mechanism in it that you pulled a string. So you could actually record a voice and have the doll talk back. And that was in like 1900.
Fascinating history, but if multifunctionality is the modern mantra, that really doesn't help you find a cheap recording device.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And yet hearing that these media machines date so far back, it did kind of put this whole voice recorder search in perspective for me. So I posed this question to Warren Buckleitner. You know, I had this tape recorder that I played with as a kid, but really a tape recorder is not a toy. At least it was not a device that was originally devised as a toy. It's only a toy because somebody at Play School or Fisher-Price decided to make it bright and colorful and market it to me. So, you know, as indignant as I am that marketing people have decided to market some other products to kids that I may not want to get for my kid, I was once the target of pretty much that very same marketing. Do you think that's true?
Yes, I think that the mistake here in our old fogey thinking is that we're putting the technology in front of the child. And we have to remember that the reason we liked recording our voice was because it seemed magical. And today's child, there are now dozens or even hundreds of ways to capture a voice and morph it using a smartphone. And there are some incredible apps that have come out that let you play with your voice. And we have to just get used to the idea that things have changed so quickly, and our childhoods are very different than the childhoods that our kids are having.
First off, I'm here to say you are no old fogey, but Shai, do Warren's words give you any pause for comfort?
Well, sort of, but I still want that cheap recorder.
Thanks, Shai.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dave.
Back at you, Shai. That's Newsworks Tonight producer Shai Ben-Yakov on Newsworks Tonight.
I like macaroni, but what I love is my first Sony.
Now Sony.